Hi, this is Pastor Chuck Allen, and welcome back to another Sugar Hill Church weekday podcast. It is Friday. Congratulations, you've made it. Many of you know that Pastor Benj and I are going to head out on Sunday afternoon, and we're going to start an 80-mile journey across the Appalachian Trail of the Georgia section of that big trail. And so many of you, more than $10,000, as a matter of fact, has been pledged for us to be able to serve in our children's ministry and use those funds to reach and care for more boys and girls if we finish the 80 miles. So be praying, because it looks like the weather where we're headed could rain on us a lot of that week. But join in and help us, and look forward to sharing with you more about what we're doing. Today, though, let's jump into a little daily Bible reading and talk a bit about relational generosity. Philippians chapter 2 and verse 28 says, "Therefore, I, Paul, am all the more eager to send him, Epaphroditus, so that when you see him again, you may be glad and I may have less anxiety. So then, welcome him in the Lord with great joy, and honor people like him, because he almost died for the work of Christ." You see, this is what Paul is talking about. Relational generosity is the richest form of giving. It's entrusting together two people I know for the purpose of them getting to know one another. You know, there's an old Irish proverb that says, the greatest gift you can give a friend is the gift of another friend. So this is what Paul's talking about. Our willingness to use our influence to bring people together for the sake of growing a healthy relationship can become a fruitful investment in our life. I'm a much richer person today because friends have unselfishly introduced me to their friends over the years. Many times I gained a new friend who became a messenger of Christ for me in that season of my life. Relational generosity is a catalyst for God's will. Jesus works through people, me and you. And as he works through people in our life, we begin to recognize that, wait a minute, we have a responsibility to mature and invest and share the relationships God has given us. Paul was open-handed with his loyal friend Epaphroditus. His love for his brother, co-worker, and fellow soldier in the faith didn't keep Paul from sharing the stellar servant of the Lord with other needy saints. He was willing to share. Even though Paul suffered in a Roman prison, he willingly commissioned his trusted buddy to serve other people, other friends, at a church hundreds of miles away in Philippi. But Paul implored those benefiting from Epaphroditus' sacrifice to joyfully welcome in the Lord. Grateful recipients of relational generosity honor the gift and the giver. So he says again in Philippians chapter 2, verse 26, "For he, Epaphroditus, longs for all of you in the Philippi church and is distressed because you heard he was ill. Indeed, he was ill and almost died, but God had mercy on him, and not on him only, but also on me." This is what Paul says, "to spare me sorrow upon sorrow." What friend or acquaintance needs an introduction to someone you know? Someone suffering from an emotional or physical illness may need an introduction to a doctor you know who specializes in their area of pain. I offered up my friend and my doctor, Alan Einstein, to a friend of mine recently who desperately needed a doctor. And you know what's interesting? It seems like I get referred to people and other people refer people to me, and my life is so much richer because of it. But have no mistake about it, relational generosity is risky. Things may not work out or someone might get hurt. And your part is to obey and patiently trust God to work out his will. Paul again says in Philippians chapter 4, 18, "I, Paul, have received full payment and have more than enough. I am amply supplied now that I have received from Epaphroditus the gifts you, the Philippi church, sent. They are a fragrant offering, an acceptable sacrifice, very pleasing to God." Oh, listen, friend, what friend do you need to share with a friend today? Maybe you could find that if your prayer today sounded something like this: "Heavenly Father, use me to introduce people who can together can go faster and further with you. Let me be a part of seeing your kingdom come, your will be done, as I share my relationships that you've entrusted into my life." My friend, one of the greatest things in my life is you. One of the greatest things in my life are the hundreds of relationships I've had the privilege of learning and being part of, and many of you in such wonderful, intimate, and friendship settings. Thanks for letting me be a pastor that can love a church, and thank you for being a church that's so easily loved. God bless you. I cannot wait to see you again the rest of the week. Have a wonderful day. Bye now.